Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, broadcasting live from lovely Austin, Texas. So first of all, I want to welcome all of you new listeners, especially those of you who have started listening to us in the past 60 days. I know that's a lot of you. We are seeing a pretty significant increase in total listeners on a regular basis, and I know that greatly is from all of those who have been listening for a long time sharing the radio show. So I want to offer a sincere thanks to all of you. We're going to pick up where we left off on our last show when we're talking about centers of influence and past clients. And if you listen to our many, many hundreds of past radio shows, we always touch on the importance of having centers of influence and past clients as one of your main spokes. The problem with most of the education that's offered around centers of influence and past clients, it's all kind of gimmicky. It all kind of sort of like beats around the bush, doesn't, you know, dropping off seeds and doing things of that nature. And all those things work. I'm not saying that they don't, but what I'm suggesting to you, there are easier, by the way, a lot cheaper ways to go about getting in front of your centers of influence and past clients in the way that they would like so you can actually get business from them. So we're going to be talking about that a lot more on today's radio show. Julie, welcome to today's show.
Thank you, and I always have fun with this show because, or this content, if you will, because it's such a critical spoke, because it's something that every single agent can implement and set and forget to some extent, and I really think that because I hear from the grizzled veterans so often that it's the one thing they wish they would have done better, sooner, faster, you know, it's a foundational element, and if your office managers and your brokers are not talking to you about this stuff, that's one of the reasons we try and fill in the gaps of your education. So that's what we're here for. And those of you who have our coaches, that's what they're for as well. So you will be hearing from all of our coaches on implementing the stuff that you hear here on the podcast. So back to you, Tim.
And the fact is that centers of influence and past clients, guys, is probably the easiest way for you to get business. Matter of fact, in some markets, in some cases, you will really, I'm going to explain to you guys one of our analogies. It's called spokes on the wheel here in a second. But in some markets, depending on your price range, depending on your financial goals, this may be one of the maybe only spokes that you do. So we never suggest that you only do one spoke. But if you're in a marketplace and your financial expectations and goals are at a certain point where you don't have to sell dozens of houses, maybe you just have to sell a dozen or two dozen houses to have an incredible year, well, you probably can get most of those transactions, over 50%, from your centers of influence and past clients. The problem that a lot of us are having in the marketplace right now is the understanding that the people that are in your centers of influence and past client list, the people that you think are primarily thinking of you when they think of real estate, well, guess what? They're also talking to probably 10 other agents, and those other agents think that those same people are also in their centers of influence and past client list. So that's where a lot of the things that you guys have been doing historically to go after that business, that's the reason that those ideas don't really work anymore. So I'll give you, for example, I mean, if you are somebody who thinks it's, you drop off pies, let's say, and this is one of the things that people have been doing forever, your best centers of influence and past clients, you order a holiday pie, deliver it in November, that kind of thing. It's a great idea. It's cute. It's one of those things that's really going to get people to want to talk with you. Well, guess what? Your centers of influence and past clients may be having 3 and 4 pies dropped off from 3 and 4 different realtors, and so all of a sudden the idea seems like a gimmick. And that's what's happened in a lot of your marketplaces. It's called oversaturation. There's an oversaturation of agents doing the same thing. And so as a result of that, everything seems inauthentic. It all actually works against you because, if you're the guy delivering the first pie, I know this sounds like a ridiculous thing, even what I'm talking about, some of you who had not been exposed to some of the centers of influence and past client schemes that have been marketed to agents for ages. But, yeah, I mean, this is really one of them, seeds in the spring. And, again, cute ideas that worked maybe 20 or 30 years ago, and depending on your market, they might still work very effectively now. But the reality of it is there's too many people doing the same thing, and the ideas become gimmicky, and the consumers know it. The homeowners, the buyers, they know it. It just feels inauthentic to them. So what I want you guys to do is open your minds up to the fact that, yes, centers of influence and past clients are your most important spoke. Okay, so what's that mean? When you're thinking of your business, when you're thinking – this analogy, by the way, carries through to a bunch of different aspects of life, but just for the sake of this call, this radio show, lead generation. I want you to visualize an old-fashioned spokey bicycle wheel, right? Not like one of these modern carbon fiber racing wheels where there's only like four spokes. But I'm talking about one of the old spoke ones, like the bike you bought for your kid, the first bike, or maybe the bike you had personally, if you're one of our younger listeners. So, yeah, each of those spokes basically adds integrity, adds strength to the overall wheel. The more spokes you have, to a certain point, the stronger the wheel is going to be. What you hear when you listen to all of our past radio shows from our superstars, and you guys can go to realestatecoachingradio.com, realestatecoachingradio.com, and listen to all those replays, what you're going to hear consistently is the fact that those superstars, our top agents, they have multiple spokes. The magic number for number of spokes to have is typically around seven. So when you have seven spokes that are producing leads for you, and you can't just go from zero to seven spokes. That's another mistake agents traditionally make. What you want to do is you want to start with one spoke. And remember I told you this, listeners, especially coaching clients, please heed this advice. Before you bounce to another spoke, you have to have the first one pretty much perfected. Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to never have anything completely working correctly, and you're going to always be wondering, well, why the heck isn't this working? Why is it that I'm not able to actually generate business from my centers of influence and past clients? Because you've never actually finished that system. A system is a spoke for lead generation. So before you go from one to the other, now part of our coaching program, as you guys know, especially coaching client, is we teach you dozens and dozens of ways to generate leads. Primarily, we teach you ways to generate leads that cost you nothing. I know a lot of you guys are being hammered with different things that you can buy to generate leads for you, and some of those things work better than others, but what really works is when you work to generate your own leads. And in many cases, it's easier than you think. It's so much easier than you think. But because agents, many of you, have only been in the business since there's been a lot of lead selling. The whole lead selling thing came up around 2007, 2008. There wasn't a lot of lead selling prior to that. But with Zillow and then Trulia and the others, then all of a sudden all these different leads are to be sold. And if you guys are only in the business 10 years or less, you don't know, frankly, because you've never really probably had the opportunity to be exposed to the fact that generating leads is actually pretty darn easy. Generating buyer leads is really easy, and yet you guys are still buying leads. So here's what I want you to open your mind to. You need multiple spokes. You need seven spokes. You need to build one spoke completely before you move on to the next one. And let's say completely is like you need to have it 90% perfect. Don't worry about having it be 100%. 90% perfect. And then you need to build the next spoke. When you build the next spoke, you don't neglect the first one. You got to keep everything going, but you'll see that over maybe a year or two, you'll start seeing that you'll start generating business from multiple sources of business. Why is this critical, Julie? Why is it critical that they have business coming from multiple sources opposed to your traditional agent, yeah, which gets business from one source?
Well, so let me just remind them, this is the fastest way to explain this. Now, as things are moving fairly quickly for most of you, multiple offers, low inventory, everything's happy, we're getting deals done right and left, it's all good. And certainly prior to our previous boom, prior to the last recession, where everybody was buying and selling houses for fun, you guys were doing a ton of deals with past clients and centers of influence, your friends, people you ran into at the gym because everybody was qualified for everything and it was fun. Well, that was your main spoke. Past clients, referrals, that was pretty much it. You didn't really have to have that much going on. And in fact, it was going from, friend to friend, you weren't even probably working that past client list because of the nature of the market. Well, what happened? Everything hit the fan, and then the smart agents switched to REOs and short sales. Well, I had a call this morning with what I lovingly call one of our collection of recovering REO addicts. What happened then? The REOs were flowing to you, had one strong spoke. Did you talk to anybody else? Did you do any other lead generation? Did you communicate with past clients? No, because everybody was fat and happy working that spoke. And now we still have a lot of people that are getting back, their skills and trying to build multiple spokes. So here's how I look at it. Maybe some days it really feels like this, right? Maybe the real estate gods are not going to anoint you with a past client referral today, especially if you haven't been working that spoke. But if you know how to work expireds, for example, you still are going to set a listing appointment today, aren't you? And maybe because you did do a great job historically over the past 24 months with your systematized past client follow-up plan, maybe you will be surprised with a repeat client today. And if all else fails, because you also figured out how to work probate, you're going to get a call back from one of those people who want to list with you. If you only did one or none of those things, the real estate gods are not going to be on your side. When the market changes, if you're on that bicycle wheel and you've got one spoke, even if it's a strong spoke, if you hit a bump in the road or worse yet, a giant pothole like last time around, what happens? You wipe out. But if you have strong multiple spokes, you don't even feel the pothole. You just keep on right on going. Maybe you'll start getting more deals out of a certain spoke, and you'll start to see that. It's also a good indicator of what's happening in your marketplace. Our people who are doing lots of BPOs talk about that, right? The smart ones kept that business going, and now they can kind of gauge what's happening because they're at least involved with that spoke on some level. Back to you.
So here's for those of you who are listening, and typically we have well over 100,000 of you guys listening on a regular basis now. So for those of you who are driving around, we get the emails. By the way, we love your emails. Always email Julie at julie@timandjulieharris.com or tim@timandjulieharris.com. So when you guys are, you know, listening to us, I know not all of you are intensely listening, but I hope you listen to this next part intensely, okay? So, you know, focus, you know, set aside the IMing, set aside the Facebooking just for a second. You are going to set yourself up for massive failure if you only have one spoke. One spoke wonders are the biggest, you know, that's the biggest reason agents fail. The typical one spoke that an agent will have, there's two of them. Number one will be prospecting. That'll be their only thing that they do. And it works great as long as, you know, they don't have laryngitis. You know, seriously, it works great as long as they're the ones on the phone. The problem is when they're not on the phone, there's no leads that are being generated. So the one-spoke wonders who are primarily prospectors, over-the-phone prospecting, which we are obviously advocates of, you're going to run into problems. The other spoke that's most common that agents will have as their only source of business is centers of influence and past clients, and we've talked about that as well. You know, that is not a bottomless pit of opportunity. And unfortunately, those sources of business, centers of influence and past clients, unless you are aggressively adding to your list on a regular scheduled basis, that too is going to dry up. So again, one spoke wonders. If you are building your business around one spoke, then that one spoke is 100% based on your own personal efforts. Yeah, I mean, it'll work, but you need to add a second. You need to add a third. And what we want you to do, the way we want you to scale your lead generation business, building your powerful, you know, wheel that won't collapse as it rolls down the street, is we want you to add the spokes that are passive last. And that's the exact opposite of what most of you do. You guys will run to the lead buying sources, and you'll buy the leads first, and then you won't ever learn how to actually generate. And then what happens is you become beholden to the lead sellers. You become beholden to, oh, they're going to change your terms of your contract. They're going to change your pricing. They're going to change your this, that, the other. A lot of you guys have been victims to a lot of these pricing strategies that the big lead sellers have, you know, changed. And now you're stuck with a situation where you have to pay more because you never learned how to actually generate on your own. The core of our coaching business is teaching you guys to be free, to be independent, not to be dependent on really anybody. And that only happens when you actually learn how to, first of all, generate your own business. And then from that business, you have to then actually earn a profit so you can reinvest that profit. And then that profit can be invested in things that make you money, for example, paid off rental properties, so that, yes, one day you will have enough money coming in passively so you no longer have to think about money. That's the vision we have for all of you. And I think that's the reason that a lot of you guys are attracted to us, because we give you such a clear path. Now, listen, Julie, I want you to jump right into practical application action steps. But before we do, I want to remind you guys that we have enhanced the Real Estate Coaching Essentials program to include the BPO information. We're going to be doing a radio show, Julie, I think this week, on basically how to make $10,000 a month doing BPOs. That information is included in Real Estate Coaching Essentials. So is the REO information. A lot of you guys have been asking about that. So is the short sale information. In different parts of the country, a lot of you guys are doing lots of short sales again. You're finding near underwater or totally underwater owners again. I know nobody else is talking about it but us, but there you go. And Real Estate Coaching Essentials includes the complete system that's used by so many top producers around the country. Pretty much everybody that we interview, as far as a superstar in the radio show guys, they built their business around Real Estate Coaching Essentials. A lot of the most successful agents in the country have used Real Estate Coaching Essentials as the backbone of their real estate business. And you guys know that. You've listened to them on our past replays. If you're on your mobile device, just, you know, you can see all the replays there. Just listen to them. There's over 500 podcasts and a lot of interviews with literally the agents that you guys know because they're on TV. Those are our superstars. So here's what I want you to do now. Go ahead and slide down on the screen, and you're going to see a simple form. And you're also going to see, I think it's 6 or 8 free books that we're giving you guys just for completing the form. All you got to do is put your name, your information in there, and someone from our team is going to call you back, and they're going to answer any questions about that you might have about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. But here's the bottom line. Every single one of you can get into this program. You don't need any money up front. We're working with a lender to make it so every one of you are approved, so you have no problem whatsoever. It's only $99 a month, and you have no payment for the first 30 days. Now, be clear, this is a real live coaching program. You will have one per week semi-private coaching calls, and then you have one private coaching call with your own coach per month. And you can schedule that around your schedule. We call it coaching on demand. So go ahead and look into this. It's kind of a no-brainer for this marketplace. And remember, if you're not on your mobile device, just go to joinharris.com, joinharris.com. Go ahead, Jules.
Okay, perfect. So again, why are we spending so much time on this? The fact is, when you communicate regularly and professionally with your database, a minimum of 10% will hire or refer friends to you every year. So if you have 100, you'll get 10 pretty easy deals like clockwork. However, most of our coaching clients see more like 30% of their list actively referring or personally using them, but this is only when you work your list. So how do you, quote, work your list? Practical application or action steps. Number one, decide on a database. Use only one. Top Producer, Excel, Asana, Outlook, choose and commit. We could do a whole coaching call about that, but we don't need to do it. You guys are smart enough to figure out which one to commit to. Number two, curate your list from all of your sources, your smartphone, your email, your Facebook friends. Get your list together. All of you know more people than you think, and once you have that list put together, ask yourself by looking at those names, who do those people also know, your extended center of influence, and expand your list again. Number three, actively polish your list by adding and deleting religiously as your business happens. Newly closed clients, adopted clients, new service providers, people you meet at parties, add and delete regularly to continuously purify your list. This is part of your work as a trusted real estate advisor, is curating your list all the time. Number four, create and commit to a system of communication that includes multiple mini spokes, and we're going to recommend some in a second, by the way. We teach and coach all this in Coaching Essentials as well as with our one-on-one coaching. This is not something we can stuff into your brains and get you to do in 10 minutes on a podcast. This is a process. You're building your spokes. So what do we recommend? A, easiest and least expensive daily calls to a reasonable number of contacts from your list. How do you figure out what a reasonable number is, Tim? Well, let's just say that maybe the average age, I'm getting my calculator out, has 250 people. After they've gotten their list together, added some adopted clients, purified the list, we've got a good strong 250. Well, we're going to divide that by 20 business days first, because that tells me as your coach, if you were to work all 20 business days in a 30-day period, so I'm giving you your weekends off, if you wanted to call your whole database of 250, well, you would have to actually have 12 and a half conversations every day. That's probably unrealistic for most of you. So the next thing I'm going to do is say, well, what if we wanted to contact the whole list in 60 days? Because think about what your business would do if you talked to your whole list every 60 days, right? So 250 divided by, let's see, that would be 40. 250 divided by 40 working days, that's a two-month period, divided by 40 is 6 calls. Some of you can handle that. Depends on how busy you are. You're going to make your own judgment. So let's say that you can't even imagine that. We're going to take 250 divided by 20, 40, 60. So that's every 90 days. And I think all of you could handle this. If you had 250 people, you got to call 4 people a day. Probably have to dial more than that, but have 4 real conversations about real estate using what we teach you, how to talk about it, use the Ford system, et cetera. But you can make 4 real contacts a day. You could do that. Some of you guys, I talked to an agent this morning that has a 90-minute commute to his other job, how many past clients and people from his sphere could he talk to on that 90-day, I'm sorry, God help him, right, 90-minute commute, okay? What would happen to each and every one of your businesses if you just did this, which incidentally doesn't cost you anything, talk to four every day, you would talk to your entire list of 250 every quarter. That's how you get a 30% return. Now, we don't recommend that you only do that because, after all, we're realistic. We've walked in your shoes. You're going to have days where you're not able to do it. You're busy. Stuff happens. So we're going to add point B, regular email communication. We recommend happygrasshopper.com because you can set it and forget it. You can upload
Julie,
your list.
Hold on.
Remember, go ahead.
Okay, I see you're getting to this in point C, but where I know a lot of these guys are hitting a wall. Okay, so we're giving them practical information as we always do. But now I want you guys, Julie's going to give you 2 points. This is what you say and this is what you do. What you say and what you do is the practical application of this concept. You guys are all easily sold on the idea of calling your centers of influence and past clients. You get it. You love it. You want to do it. I get it. But now you're worrying about, a lot of you are saying, what am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to say it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be perceived as a pushy salesperson. I don't want to show up at neighborhood events and be that guy. I get it. You don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be your greatest fear of being perceived as some sort of, you know, whatever. Don't think like that. So if you find yourself rolling into skeptic mode and you're filtering what Julie's trying to share with you right now, you're doing this, you're making an enormous mistake. Because here's the reality of it. We want you to be you selling real estate. We're not asking you to be some sort of fake, you know, a robot. We're not asking you to say things that aren't your own words. We're not asking you to use scripts that aren't comfortable for you to use. We're asking you to be you talking about real estate. Every single conversation that you ever have, guys, how long does it take organically for a conversation to start going towards real estate? If you're in a lot of the coastal cities, talking about real estate is like pretty much what everybody talks about. So it's an easy transition. And if they already know that you're in real estate, well, then they'll expect you to talk about real estate. So we're going to give you some ideas of what you can say, and Julie's going to give you a couple ideas on how you can keep the conversations going between actual physical conversations. Go ahead, Jules.
That's it. Okay, so we're going to talk about how to do this regularly so that maybe you're in the thick of 3 closings today and you didn't make your 4 calls. Okay, so there's something working in the background, happygrasshopper.com. Don't over-criticize, analyze, et cetera. They know what they're doing, and they're very inexpensive for what they do. So happygrasshopper.com. Next point, regular personal updates via, another thing we recommend, bombbomb.com videos. Market updates, homes wanted, videos for your buyers. So I have constant complaints from you guys. I have more buyers than houses to sell them. So put together a simple BombBomb video describing your buyers and what they're looking for and send it to your list. So the BombBomb videos are more personalized. HappyGrasshopper.com can be set it and forget it. I know I'm going fast because we're starved for time, but if you'd like me to elaborate, I'm happy to.
Well, I'm trying to think of the – I'm sorry for not remembering this off the top of my head. You have some coaching clients. You have actually quite a few, Julie, personally. You've coached for like years and years and years that use BombBomb. And what they'll do is they'll be like, here I am in this new listing. I thought you might be interested in it. Or they'll say, listen, I just came across something that you need to know about. This is happening in the marketplace. There's this, that, the other. Or they'll hear about some new social – like something happening in the community. And they'll just do a quick video. Hey, here I am. I'm standing in front of – you know, wherever, and this is where the new Starbucks is going to go, or, you know, those types of things. And then that quick, painless, beautiful, fun little video gets emailed to your list. They appreciate that. They like that type of contact. And the video is very personal, not as good as a direct communication, but in between, and by the way, it's almost free, in between the direct communications, that is something that keeps the fires burning. They'll remember you when it comes to real estate. The Happy Grasshopper thing is it's kind of genius. I mean, when you guys subscribe to Happy Grasshopper, it's inexpensive. It's set and forget. They send killer emails that have great open rates. And again, another one of those, these two things are more or less passive, but it will keep you top of mind in front of your customers. Julie, I'm looking at your next couple points, and let's just go through these relatively quick. Letter D you had was past client appreciation events every year, and then we have to give them some ideas of where they can go, basically how they can go about getting into action to build their list and things that they say. So maybe you guys do a summer cookout. what Julie and I used to do every year in October, when we sold real estate in New Albany, is we would do a pumpkin thing every October. And so literally we'd buy a bunch of pumpkins from farmers, they'd drop them off, and it was called the Harris Pumpkin Patch. And then we would combine that with a blood drive from American Red Cross. And those things together would be ridiculously successful. We literally had, it breaks my heart to say this, but we had a bus full of folks from a retirement village show up after we'd actually sold out of all of our pumpkins, practically.
Well,
but,
count pumpkins. You don't really know what you're going to sell until you've done the event a few times,
right?
We learned.
That's right. But we were able to do this in a parking lot in a field of an elementary school that was strategically placed in the community. Trucks to sponsor it, and they dropped off coffee. You guys can do all these same things.
Awesome.
You might want to do in the winter, towards the end of the year when taking time off over, you know, Christmas or whatever, you might want to do some kind of like a, you know, maybe rent a movie theater. There's always some family movie that comes out every year. Go to the local movie theater, rent it, one theater for an afternoon. It's surprisingly cheap because they want everyone buying popcorn and whatnot. Invite all your centers of influence and past clients. And it's your private movie day for this new movie that everyone wanted to see. There's so many creative things you guys can do. We strongly suggest that you always do things tied to some kind of charity. Julie and I would do things at our house in New Albany, and we would ask people nice and kindly to bring by donations of food, because then we were going to donate the money to a food bank, or we'd ask things like that. We didn't usually ask for any kind of financial donation. We usually tried to do something where if Julie and I are animal lovers, and so we had buy or sell with me, adopt a pet for free. So we aligned ourselves with the Humane Society, and that was something else that we would constantly do. So all these things together make for magical past clients and center of influence events. They're fun to do, and this was Tim and Julie being Tim and Julie that ultimately was going to serve the real estate business. You guys see how all this works and how this is fun and how it's really wonderful to be able to actually contribute back to your community in a meaningful way. It makes you feel better, and it makes essentially networking easier, and you are all of a sudden elevated to a different level in your community. And, guys, coaching clients, ask your coaches for ideas. We have dozens and dozens of ideas on the website. You guys are going to ask. So professional networking groups are really great. You know, Provisors, BNI, YPO, YO, your country club if you belong to one, private or public, neighborhood events. You need to be doing all these types of things. And then obviously your own centers of influence from your family and your friends, your old neighbors. Coaching clients and real estate coaching essentials, we give you an exhaustive list of all the sources of business you can go after. We give you an exhaustive list of all the business networking groups you can participate in. And then what we want you to do is we want you to literally with your coach to schedule when you're going to be doing these things, usually 90 days, if not 6 months out. Have a schedule on these particular days you're doing these particular events. And when you're there, we give you many action plans as how you can go about basically networking, how you can, you know, gather business cards if it's a business networking thing or collect business cards. This is how you grow your centers of influence and past clients list. And the last thing Julie wrote down, Julie, is your point number F.
Point number F, center of influence, drop by gifts like the wrapping paper project that we coach you guys to do during the holidays, which has been a huge hit among our coaching clients. If you go to our private Facebook page, those of you who are already coaching clients, you can kind of go back historically and see some great examples of that, although all through the year we have many examples for you to follow. This is one of the things you get in the Coaching Essentials class. You also get that when you just ask about Coaching Essentials, like Tim said, to scan down to the bottom of your screen there. There are so many different things that are fun, that are inexpensive. All of our coaches bring us various different systematized ideas for you to run with. Now, you might not do 100% of the list. Maybe you choose 6 things and you alternate every other month. You're going to implement a past client center of influence event or some kind of appreciation or a project. We work very hard to keep these projects inexpensive and fun while getting you out into your marketplace in front of people. And I can tell you story after story after story. You guys would not believe where agents were listing property. One of our coaches has one of the best stories out in L.A. She got a killer listing just from doing the wrapping paper project, okay? And then that listing she got both sides of and spun it into another listing in the neighborhood from doing a simple wrapping paper project, okay? These are not expensive things. but it is something that you get in the Coaching Essentials program. And Tim, I've got to jump to a coaching call. I think you do too, so I'm going to turn the call over to you to wrap up. I will see everybody tomorrow.
Yes, I do. So, guys, listen, while there's still time, go ahead and scroll to the bottom if you're on your mobile device and fill out that form, and someone from our team will call you back. There's screenshots of all the books. You're going to get digital forms of all those books emailed to you just for completing the form. Someone from our team will call you back, answer any questions that you might have about Real Estate Coaching Essentials. Guys, there's no question we're in a transitioning market. Some of you, you're clearly living in that transition right now. Others of you are saying, what are you talking about, Tim? The market's still red hot. I get it. But, guys, listen to your coach. I assure you that 6 to 12 months from now, we're going to be in a fairly dramatically different overall economy. The opportunities to help folks buy or sell homes is going to increase, but how it's being done is going to change. How the types of customers you're going to deal with in some of your markets is going to change. You're going to have to do a pivot. You've been warned. Please take advantage of that. Please know what's coming. Don't be caught unprepared, as so many of you were during the start of the last great crash. Pay attention, stay focused, take action. Complete that form, scroll down. It's simple, takes 2 seconds. You get all those books emailed to you. Someone from our team will call you back. Consider seriously becoming a Real Estate Coaching Essentials coaching client. If you guys need us for anything, remember, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. We'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.